All information presented in this broadcast is for general information purposes only. Any and all media presented are the property of their respective owners, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. Let's get started. The new year, right, ladies and gentlemen?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Philip D. Blackman Show. I am your host, Philip D. Blackman, and welcome to the fastest hour in radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous for some reason, right? I guess because I took a whole 30 days off, didn't do anything. I just spent time with my wife, hung out with the family, and just really spent a lot of time working on me, making myself a better version of who I am, I guess. So, first and foremost, man, January the 2nd, 2023, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Congratulations for all of you to make it through a very interesting, to say the least, 2022. And I'd like to wish you happy health, wealth, and happiness in your upcoming 2023. Because now is the time of the year that people start making New Year's resolutions with the intent to create a new year with a new me, right? But statistically, you know, most of them are not going to stick to their resolutions beyond Valentine's Day. And that's kind of what we're talking about tonight. Tonight, we're going to reflect on 2022. And we're going to prepare our minds for a very eventful 2023, I should say. A reflect on 22, get ready for 23. And we're going to begin our show off with our very first Mental Health Monday of the year. And we're calling it episode number 311, 2023 can be better than 2022. Now, look, guys. This is a radio show. We're live and rocking right now on IPM Radio, About Face Radio, Talk, Pulse Talk Radio, IPM Nation. Man, we're everywhere. and to Tammy's point, you're still a mess, Cheryl. If you haven't seen the video, we'll hit it here in a little bit. But look, guys, we're all over social media as well, besides the Philip D. Blackman Show being covered across all of our affiliates on the radio station. We are live and running right here on Facebook at the Philip D. Blackman Show, as well as YouTube and LinkedIn at the Philip D. Blackman Show, Twitter and Twitch. You can find me at the PDB Show, guys. Welcome to the show. If you want to leave a comment or you want to participate in any way, hey, man, social media are great options, or you can call or text the show at any time, 409-245-9753. So for all my listeners across the airwaves, around the nation, across the globe, thank you so much for tuning in. Episode number 311, 2023 can be better than 2022. And that's what we're talking about tonight, friends. You know, I can't wrap my mind, you know, around this idea. You know, holy crap, 2023 is already here. I mean, can you guys really wrap your mind around that? It's already 2023 after the tumultuous 2020, 2021, 2022. Here we are, 2023. It's been a whirlwind of a year. You know, I can recall the exact moment, I guess, that social media, man, it started showering me with 2020 will be your year. 2021 will be your year. 2022 will be your year. All these memes, right? And, you know, I saved them all, you know, to see just really how well they would age. And, you know, quite frankly, man, everybody, and Tammy says here in the chat, she says, I expect that 2023 will be lighter. I see what you did there, right? That's a fat joke. And we'll, you know, you guys will learn more about the journey, what's been going on in the past 30 days here shortly. But yeah, I agree, Tammy, it will be lighter. We will because we're making our own luck. We're making our own decisions. we have taken stock in our lives. That's what we should be doing for 2022 and every year that happens, really every day. Take stock of your life. You know, because we all have our experiences. They're very different. Everybody has their own unique circumstances and situations that make them who they are and make them do what they do. I mean, and look, let's go ahead and be honest here. There's no shame at all. And it's okay. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no shame at all in saying that you didn't reach any of your goals in 2022. There's no shame that you took a few, maybe even a couple hundred steps backwards. But really, who really knows what this new year is going to bring? As you know, we have a lot of speculation. You know, they say that history, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. But I think if history has shown us anything, is that people don't learn from history. What will the new year bring? And I think it's very uncertain. What we can speculate and probably have some pretty good guesses of what 2023 is going to be for us as a nation. But as far as our individual, what's the new year going to bring? And I really think that kind of boils down to the idea of what are you willing to put into it? Because if you want the same thing to happen, you got to just keep doing the same things. If you want something new, you got to take control. You got to take drastic steps, massive action to change who you are, where you want to be, and where you want to go. You know, look, I know I'm not the only one worried who's apprehensive about 2023. I am. You know, I'm not being a pessimist. It's just, damn. You know, I mean, 2020 hit us right in the teeth, man. And we was like, all right, so 2020's over. We got the pandemic. You know, it's happened. It's kind of come and gone, kind of, but it's going to be better, 2021. 2021 happened, and holy crap, man, just a laundry list of just uppercuts, one after the other. And then 2022 happened, this whole newsworthy year that we've had. And then, of course, now we have to look at the potentials for 23. If there's one thing that we've all learned in this past year, I really think that the take home for all of us is going to be that you almost really never know what's coming. You know, you can't control anything. In fact, you actually really have very little control in this world. I mean, I am busy as hell keeping up with Philip D. Blackman. I can't imagine that I have any time, any energy, any resources to donate to other entities, to other drives that really don't pay me, don't produce something of quality in my life. Tammy says in the chat that politically it'll be another shit year. Personally, I think it'll be a great year for her. Zach Clark, welcome, my man. He says, hey, brother, just checking in between my Utes and the Rose Bowl. Much love, Zach. I am, man, this young man right here is someone who's taking control of his life. Kind of what we've been talking about every Mental Health Monday. You know, if you don't like where you are, change the channel, change the situation, change the station, and you'll see something different. And Zach is definitely one of those people who's leading by example. So, sir, thank you so much to all of you guys who are joining the chat or joining the show. 409-245-9753 is how you can comment or how you can call in if you want to text or comment. Hey, the social media is your good options. But again, man, we're all over the place right now as far as we have a lot of affiliates covering the show. And I encourage you to interact, to call, comment, text, whatever. It doesn't matter. But guys, thank you all so much. But the one thing that I think we can come to, even though we can't control anything, I mean, we have very little control in this world. The one thing that we can absolutely control is us. We control us, our behaviors, our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions. Are we going to react to everything that we see, or are we going to be calculated? Are we going to slow down and respond this year? Is 2023 going to be the year where we actually slow it down a little bit? Quit being so goddamn, so quick to jump up and down that you got to be outraged about this or that, or you're not woke enough, or you need another hyphenated something to identify you, who you are, to be put in some marginalized group so everybody can powder your butt and tell you that the world's going to be okay because you just feel different today. Maybe. All you can control is you. You're in control of your emotions. You're in control of your mindset. You're in control of your reactions. You are the only one who can choose the stress. You can choose what you're going to stress over. You're going to choose how you choose to make money. Everything that involves YOU, you are in control. Billy Painter, welcome. Nice G.I. Joe logo. Absolutely. Hey, it's not a G.I. Joe logo. It is a Philip D. Blackman Show logo. Get it right. Rich LaMonica, Happy New Year, brother. Sir, welcome. Man, Rich is going to be another great name that's going to be coming across He's going to be bringing his show back on the air here real soon. I'm really excited to, man, 23 is going to be a good year for Philip Blackman. And what I'm hoping by the end of this show is that you're going to have some type of solace in believing that 23 is going to be your year. I mean, if you want to take a stand, if you want to make 2023 the year that you take control of your life, you know, there's really only just a few things that you need to do to reset, to prepare yourself for this new year. I started my 2023 preparations last month in December, and I took an entire month off from broadcasting because I wanted to find my center again. It just wasn't, you know, as much as I love doing this show, as much as I like to try to, there you go, Billy, the G.I. Joe style logo. You know, as much as I love doing this show, as much as I love trying to help with Mental Health Monday or even showing politics or talking about whatever's going on today, I started losing the romance for this job, right? I started losing the romance because I'm like, man, it's always the same bad news every day, and we got to change the channel. We got to do something different. And so what I do, I took 30 days off, man. I hung out with my wife. I worked on being a better husband. I worked on being a better father. I worked on being a better friend, a better son. And crazy enough, I've worked on creating a better show. You know, but I needed to find my center, because when life stops being fun, then it becomes a job. Then it becomes work. Then who really wants to mess with any of that? So there's going to be times in our life, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to have to follow what I did, you know, and some of you probably do it a lot more than I did. But you got to take a knee, take that seal's halt, stop, look, listen, smell, pay attention to what you're doing in life and dictate and decide what it is that you want in your life. Now, granted, I said I was going to take 30 days off, but I had to. I couldn't resist the temptation. I had to cover one episode where I talked about Brittany Griner, about her being released, and of course Donald Trump doing something stupid. That's how insignificant it was, right? I thought it was newsworthy. I couldn't resist the temptation to put out some new information, but I learned that from just one show, that mentality, the problems were still there. You know, look, guys, I could report every day, all day, and put out the latest, greatest breaking news and politics and commentary all day long. But if you start losing the joy, if you start losing the drive, if you start losing your mojo, it's time to take a knee. So I learned from that one show, man. I just need to do this one, Tammy. This is newsworthy. But you know what? Truly, at the end of it, I still felt just as empty. So I said, you know what? To hell with it. I said I was going to take 30 days, so I had to reassess and say, you know what, I'm taking 30 days. You know, this one-off was a one-off, but I'm taking some time. You know, there's one question, I guess, that we really should all ask ourselves when we start trying to find our stride. We're only 2 days into the year, so it's going to take us some time to find our stride in 23. But I guess the biggest question that we need to ask ourselves, truly, is, are you going to follow the crowd, or are you going to pave your own path? Now, look, I understand. We got the same 24 hours in every day. Some people, they have mastered the skill of honoring every single minute and every single day. I'm not one of them, because I have things that are more important to me than doing a show. And it's, of course, hanging out with my wife, hanging out with my family, hanging out with my friends, donating, giving something bigger than me back to society, finding, leaving this world a better place than I found it. Some days I'm successful, some days I'm not. But you know, a lot of people, when they was gearing up, they thought that January 1st is just going to be another regular old day. You wake up Sunday morning hungover, you resume your normal day-to-day life without so much as a thought about this new year, because it is truly, at 43 years old, it is truly just another day. Okay, all right, so maybe you've created a fitness goal this year, or two, you know, but when it all boils down to doing it, you're probably not even going to follow through. Let's be honest, how many New Year's resolutions have you made in your life that you've actually followed through? That's an interesting question. How many of you folks out there who are listening, who are tuned in right now, how many of you guys have made a New Year's resolution and you stuck to it? I'm interested to find out, because I'm going to tell you, I can't really recall one single New Year's resolution that I stuck to, because it didn't have a good shelf life. And I think it makes sense. I was reading as I was preparing for the show today. There was a study in 1988, University of Scranton, right? Oh, Scranton Joe. And it found that 77% of people who committed to a New Year's resolution, they stuck to it for about a week. Only 19% of those people who created these resolutions made these resolutions and they actually fulfilled them within 2 years. That is 19% of people who make New Year's resolutions. For that 365, it took them 2 years to do it. But on top of that, the statistics have gotten far worse over time. According to a survey in Statista, right? Only 4% of people who made New Year's resolutions in 2018 actually kept them. So where do you think you're going to end up on that spectrum? Are you going to be the person who sticks to it for a week? Are you going to fulfill it within two years? Or are you going to be able to fulfill it during that week or during that month, you know, or during that year? Excuse me. I mean, where do you think you're going to end up? I mean, how often have you set goals for the new year and really never made it to Valentine's Day? I know I've been very guilty. I mean, you might even think that January 1st is going to be just another regular day, but for some, it won't be. And, you know, before I go any further, what an asshole I am, right? I talked about taking this 30 days off to be a better husband, a better father, a better parent, you know, yada, yada, right? You heard all that, right? Today is my son's birthday. He's 24 years old. I seriously doubt he's going to watch this show, but if he does, happy birthday, young man. You're doing amazing things, and I can't wait to see where you go from here. I can't wait to see what 24... as we, you know, how you celebrate this year. Man, the time flies by so fast. I remember when I was 24. Take advantage of it, son. You only get to be 24 once. Christy McCollum says, kudos to you for doing what was best for you. We get lost trying to live up to everyone else's expectations. You have to worry about your own expectations to make a difference. When you lose you, you have to make those hard decisions. And that's exactly what we had to do. We had to make, which is, for me, it wasn't a hard decision because I recognized that I needed to step away. You know, I know this new year wasn't a normal year for me. You know, I've already started on my goals. Yo, I've ensured pretty much that I'm a month ahead because I decided to pave my own path early. I mean, because quite frankly, I'm tired of the excuses. And if there's one thing that I'll remember from 2022 is that you're the only one responsible for giving yourself the kind of life that you want. Nobody's going to give it to you. Not your parents, not your influencer friends, not your partner, not the universe, and definitely not the government. You have the ability to choose. You can decide whether or not you're going to be part of the group that makes it, or you can follow the crowd and give it up after a week. Who knows? But what I want to recommend is for those of you that had a tumultuous 2022. I know I did. We're still coming up. I'm still living in my 1 year bubble, so we still got a lot of experiences in the next 26 days. You know, for me personally, but you know what I really think that we should be really focusing on is it's time to let go of last year. It's time to let go of yesterday. And I say last year and yesterday like it's something different, like it's something completely different, but it's not. We need to let go of our past, let go of what we did yesterday, because we're busy talking about what you did yesterday. You didn't do anything today. So it's time to have a massive dump. I mean, what good is it if you bring any of your past failures, your past anxieties, your stresses, your frustrations into this new year? What good does it do you to carry this negative stuff into the new year? During President George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral, I watched the ceremony and I saw a speaker. One of the most profound things that he said that I've ever heard in my life was that hate corrodes the container it's carried in. Well, I think we could take hate and expound a little bit farther to negativity, failures, anxiety, stress, frustrations. All of this stuff that you carry, it is going to corrode the container it's carried in, meaning Y-O-U. I mean, look, I understand 2022 absolutely sucked. I get it. You set goals and you made plans and you made arrangements and you even started working on your new side hustle, but everything like it is a constant state of an uphill climb with record inflation, increased fuel cost, increased heating and electric cost, and everything else in between, because I was there. I thought 2022 was going to be my year. It's going to be my year to blossom, my year to learn, to grow, to explore, because 2020, 2021, it was a constant kick in the breadbasket with life handing out uppercuts like it was a fad in a magazine cover. Instead, it really turned into a year of a lot of emotional stress, a lot of unmet goals. and a huge, huge side of anxiety in my life. And probably for some of you. I'm speaking for me, but because I can't speak for you, but hopefully you can relate. But here's the thing. You don't have to bring that into your new year at all. You can decide to put off all that behind you and not only start off fresh, but start the year off strong. Change your mindset. Set some goals. But the goals that you got to set are both realistic and ambitious. I think the first step for me and perhaps a lot of you is really reflecting. I talk about a lot in my shows, right? Reflect. Reflect on every aspect of your life. Because it's going to become your new best friend as you're starting to approach and you're starting to grow into what you want. So here's how it can work, right? I talk about it a lot where I tell you to take inventory of your life. Take inventory. Sit down with a blank notebook and reflect how 2022 has affected you. Now, I understand we're only 2 days into the new year, but now's a really good time as any to take out a notebook and reflect on how the years affect you, all the goods and all the bads and everything in between. Take an inventory of your year. You know, this is the first thing that I did that really helped me understand what I'm struggling with. I wrote down everything. I mean, it helped me realize things that I never considered before. Maybe my approach is off, but my heart just wasn't in it. I mean, maybe I needed to shift my focus to personal growth and to hell with what anybody else thinks. I felt like I was spinning my wheels trying to create a program, create a radio show that's more appealing to my audience than it really was to me. So it became not fun. I figured out that if I cannot love what I'm doing for me, then there's really no point in trying to convince everyone else to love what I'm doing because it can come off as very inauthentic. Reflection is something I've dedicated myself to in everything that I do. I am, you know, Philip D. Blackman. I'm in a constant state of review. Not so much for the purpose of living in the past or dwell on anything, but I'm always looking for a learning point to improve myself as a man, as a husband, as a parent, as a son, as a radio host, or, you know what, even more importantly, a friend. And I'm going to tell you something. I've learned, man, I've got a lot of room to grow. And I'll only see it come to fruition if I'm looking for it. Growth is everywhere. Lessons are everywhere, and it's up to us to find them. So I choose reflection. For you to start your reflection journey like I did, you know, I recommend writing about absolutely everything that you experienced this last year. Don't suppress a single thing. Everything is important. Your pain, your frustration, your unmet goals, all your failures, they're there. After that, I want you to rip those pages out. Rip them out. Throw them away. Put them in a trash can. Toss them in the trash because 2022 is over. It's done with. Now, some of you may say, well, what is the point of writing all this stuff out if I'm going to just throw it away? And look, that's stupid. Well, okay, well, look, it's only stupid if you think it is, but I'm warning you, don't pass any judgment on the simple gesture of just letting go what was last year to focus on a new year. It's called closure. You really can't begin anew. You can't have a new beginning if you're still carrying your old habits, your old thoughts, your old relationships, your old grudges, or anything else that may not be adding value to your life. A lot like the addict who's addicted to drugs or anything unhealthy, it's time to detox yourself very deliberately. I just came off my month of detox from the emotional baggage and toxic relationships, and I got to tell you, the clarity is overwhelming. And if you don't know where to start with your detox, guys, I'm going to cover that here in just a moment. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Stinky Breath Breather Outer.
Mr. Really Stinky Breath Breather Outer.
Though we'd never tell you to your face, you've got the breath that can stop a charging elephant.
Show us some mercy.
We want to hear what you have to say. We just want you to say it from way over there.
Keep on going.
What was it you had for lunch? A dead rat? A rotten egg? A turd sandwich?
Nasty turd sandwich.
Whatever it was, it just singed off my eyelashes.
Oh!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Barnacle Breath, because you put the hell in halitosis.
Mr. Really Stinky Breath
Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch.
All right, folks. All right, guys, so let's get back to it. We'll do what we can here to try to lay it out. So Tammy Blackman says in the chat that you can't have a future if you're stuck in the past. Big Rich says, I had an interview a couple weeks ago. My guest said, quote, you don't do much. You do so much for so many. You are doing great things, but what are you doing for you? Brother, I was taken aback by that. He goes on to write that, I realized that like you, I put my calendar out for the show, not for me. I've now changed the 3 nights for recording and only one interview at a time so I can spend time with my better half and our dogs. Rich, like Tammy says, good for you because that is how you do it. Tammy says, I guess as some short-term goals, I find that it helps me not to get frustrated. Baby steps is what it is. So that's what we're going to get into as we keep going. You know, these baby steps, I think the first baby step we can take, ladies and gentlemen, is detox your mind. You know, you think about it. Man, it is, if you've ever watched somebody go through detox, man, it is shocking. It is shocking to watch them go through it. It is shocking to watch the struggle because it's painful, because they're used to reaching out for that same thing that makes them feel better, that gives them some type of comfort, even if they're unhealthy for them. So here's the idea, right? When is the last time that you went a single day without your phone? When's the last time you went a single day without social media? I'm not talking about having a few busy days where you didn't bother to check the newest status updates on Facebook. No, I'm talking about the last time that you intentionally detached yourself from social media, from the news, and from everything in between. You know, I'm a fan of a YouTuber. His name is Alex Becker. He made a video about how dopamine, the dopamine detox, how it helped him more than anything in 2020. And what a time that he needed to find it, especially 2020, because what was going on? But the gist of what his video was he said that dopamine is really what motivates you to do things. It's what makes you get excited about things, and it works like alcohol. If you're only getting little hits, then little hits are going to do it for you. If you drink every night, then you're going to need a lot more to get drunk. But dopamine in itself, it releases when you do an activity that's pleasurable or that brings rewards. The more anticipation that builds up, the higher the chances of the dopamine being raised. Something a lot of people don't know is that dopamine, it's not an indication of what will genuinely make you happy or feel fulfilled. It's very easy for our brain to tell us to constantly do things that don't make us happy or bring us fulfillment. Dopamine is an extremely poor predictor of what it is going to make you happy. What you actually want to do is rig your brain, wire your brain, set your brain to receive dopamine and love it from the things that actually make you feel happy, that make you feel fulfilled. So consider it to be a detox for your brain. The rule to follow when you're unwinding is to avoid engaging in any activity which you enjoy doing or which stimulates your brain. Just stop doing it all. In a sense, I'm asking you to unplug yourself from the matrix for a moment. It could be browsing your phone or avoiding screen time or listening to music or even engaging in a hobby. The idea is to devoid the brain of any good, happy activity that, in the end, even a boring activity ends up being fun. That way the brain can start to love it. You're taking a step back. So some of the recommendations he gave was to take your phone and delete all of your social media apps unless your business requires it. In that case, you need to limit your activity. But here's a good rule of thumb. If you have your phone right now, or if you continue to have the urge to pick it up, that's dopamine 101. Your brain is literally addicted to the dopamine, and you have to break the cycle. Put your phone on airplane mode. Don't use it. Cut out the things in your life that give you those dopamine hits, the video games, the TV, anything that is not related to productivity, it has to go. If it doesn't pay you in your life, it is taking from your life. Maybe not so much a financial aspect, but most certainly in your time aspect. You can always make more money, but you can never remake more time. Like with every new adventure, the first 2 or 3 days, and I'm telling you, I know this from real world practical experience as of like right now. The first 2 days that you start your new journey, they're going to be the hardest. It's on day 3 or 4 that's when you start to really enjoy, you start to find your stride. You enjoy things that are fulfilling, like working out or meditating, reading, working on your business, working on your radio show, because your brain is looking for new ways to get dopamine, and it's going to default to those things that you've always done. So do something different. If it pains you to do something, be productive, and you know you want to do it, but your brain just doesn't have the willpower to do it, maybe it's your dopamine addiction. It's the cause. And it's that detox, just separating yourself from everything, that's going to be the option to help you find your center again. I'm not saying you can't watch TV or you can't play video games. I'm saying that you need to learn to do it sparingly. However, the more you do it, the less motivation that you're going to have for the things that you love. For example, I'm currently working on right now on limiting my phone use. You always have this urge to check my phone. You know, I see it from the corner of my eye, you know, right here as I'm doing my show. And I'm imagining the feel of refreshing my Facebook or my social media feeds. And I can't 100% eliminate social media use because I use it for this show. But I'm getting better at not using it. The whole idea behind all this is to reconnect with your authentic self. Who are you? And it's that reflection. You know, that reflection has been played a massive role in my life, especially in these past few weeks. I mean, I've been making it a priority to clean up the little things in my life that I've been putting off for another excuse for another day. I started with my own self-talk and my emotional inventory. I started keeping a hasty journal to go back and to reflect on intrusive thoughts, negative interactions, to be in a constant state of learning and growing through reflection. That is my whole purpose in my existence today. You know, my angst, my frustrations, how I feel about life, and all the little thoughts that go in, you know, through my head that I could never tell anyone, it needed to be addressed if I was to take on this year, this 2023, with the energy that I believe I'm going to need. You know, especially considering the new changes and directions that Tammy and I have given ourselves permission to prioritize over everything else. That's kind of the point, right? We had this dedication, we had this idea, but we had to give ourselves permission to latch on to this change and to hold on to it with dear life. You know, all 10 fingers in hell, if we can wrap 10 toes around it, we're going to do that. We had to give ourselves permission to grow, and we did, and we are. Well, I guess we're shrinking technically, but emotionally we're growing. Yeah, I truly, when I'm doing my journals, man, I will completely bleed out on paper, right? And sometimes we have these moments that really hit us, right? Where we bleed on that paper and we acknowledge so much about ourselves that we wouldn't normally do otherwise unless we intentionally pour into who we are. You know, and it made me wonder, how well did I really know me? How well do you know you? How much do you understand about you? I mean, how connected are you with your inner self? How much are you paying attention to what's going on in that 6 inches between your earlobes? I'm 43 years old, and I've come to the realization that I'm just now at 43, I'm just now coming into my prime. Hell, I'm getting better every day in every way. Hell, I've already led a remarkable life, and the years since I turned 35, they have been my bonus years. And I'm ashamed to say that I have not been treating them as bonus years. What about you? I mean, how do you feel as you're sitting here listening, or you're sitting here watching this show? Are you proud of yourself and your life right now? I mean, you should be, because you're responsible for where you are right now through the decisions and the indecisions that you've made along the way. You have made the appointment to be where you are today. And if you're not happy with your result, then it might be time to recreate the result that you want and you deserve and intentionally go after it. Because life, it just doesn't happen. It happens just. Reflection, when you're reflecting on yourself, you have a tendency to want to romanticize what it really is and not call it out, not call that ugly baby what by its name. You want to wrap it up in something else to make it more gentler for you. Reflection's hard. Self-analysis can only feel like that you're sitting alone in a room or on the floor in an empty room, picking and poking at all the dark and untouched corners of our lives. And the great things, they never come from comfort zones. And if you want to be great, you got to poke around quite a bit inside your brain. You got to find out what's out there. Tammy says in the chat, is it rude to throw a mint in someone's mouth while they're talking, asking for a friend? Well, you know, you're referring to the Bud Light commercial. You know, I don't think so. I mean, I've really had a hard time understanding why everyone gets so offended when you tell them their breath stinks. I mean, that is what it is. Or, you know, I mean, it's okay sometimes to say it's an ugly baby. So if you want to whip a mint in somebody's mouth, Tammy, man, throw like you're Nolan Ryan. She says, my attitude has significantly changed by getting rid of all social media platforms except Facebook. Not seeing the negativity has made me feel better about the world I live in. That's exactly right. You are detoxing yourself. But if social media is too hard, here's some other things you can do. First thing I'll always tell you, and I'll beat this into your head over and over and over, is meditate. You know, there's been more than 3,000 medical studies to fully validate the actual positive impact that meditation has on our mental and emotional state. It's time for you to envelope yourself fully in just you and your thoughts. You know, meditation is not your birthright. It's your natural state. It requires no one. You don't need anything. It has no technique. If something requires a guru or a mantra or a teaching, it's not universal and it's not going to free you. You don't need me to teach you how to meditate. Just sit alone and be with your thoughts. Have a conversation with yourself. That is meditation. You don't have to fold yourself up and, you know, you ain't got to do all that, Tammy, right? You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to your way out of anything. Just listen to yourself. Wrap your mind around your life and pay attention to what you're doing. So one of the best ways that I've found as far as any type of meditation goes is get out in nature, man. Every one of us needs an escape. Whether you're a nature person or not, you would be surprised how much just going out for a walk in a park will change your outlook. You know, working in an office or from home 24/7, that is hazardous to your health. Whether it's a sedentary lifestyle, lack of sunlight, or indoor air quality concerns, too much time in your office or in your home, it can be harmful. Rob Williams says, does this mean I can't wear my super short meditation shorts? Hey, man, if you want to wear your super short meditation shorts with a nut hanging out of the bottom, man, get after it. Those UDTs, they're attractive as hell. Not everybody can pull them off. And the fact that you can, Rob Williams, bravo. But no, man, hey, you can do, even as heavy as you and I are, we could still rock out yoga pants and half shirts, you know, if that's what makes us feel good. But at the end of the day, spend time with your mind. When is the last, you know, we talk about spending time with our family and our friends and our dogs. How many of you actually spend time with you? No music, no news, no social media, none of it. Big Charles Richardson, he's in the chat. He's welcome. He says, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year to you, Charles. As always, the Charles Richardson Show will be coming on in about an hour and 22 minutes on Raw Talk Online. Go give him a listen. He's got a pretty good program. And of course, let's see, it's From the Ashes Radio will also be coming on an hour and 22, or excuse me. Yeah, From the Ashes radio show will be coming on an hour and 22 minutes as well over on About Face Radio. Guys, these are great, great radio shows. If you want to be entertained, listen to these two gentlemen. They are amazing. Rob says, talking to yourself, it is scary in there. Absolutely. Rich says that I find the trail and the walk hike until you find your inner peace. That is amazing. That is exactly what we're talking about. Just sitting out, just enjoying the walk and taking in the atmosphere and feeling the moment. Feel the breeze. Listen to the nature. Nature has a very unique way of putting you in your place. Get out and spend time with YOU and Mother Nature, and I promise you that will be the first step. But it's not just going to go away on the first day. It's one of those things you need to do a lot, and you need to do a whole lot, because if you love yourself, then you're going to invest in yourself. That is, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. You got to pour into YOU, because I can't do it for you. No one else can do it for you, so pour into you. Tammy says she's going to get Rob a romper. Hey, Tammy, if you do that, I will send it to him. We'll overnight it. But the only rub for Rob getting a romper is he has to wear it on a show. He goes on to write, Rob says that he loves the Calm app for meditation. Man, I'm telling you something. The Calm app, C-A-L-M app, for those of you listening on the radio, I'm telling you, that is a great, great application. If you've never listened, if you don't know how to meditate, that is an app that will show you how to do it. Not so much show you how to do, but it'll guide you through it. It'll remind you to close your eyes, to breathe in, to breathe out. Just follow. I'm telling you, it is a game changer. Charles says, no, January 9th, he'll be back. So I do apologize for the erroneous information. So Charles will be back next month. Let's see, the 9th is going to be, yes, next Monday. So tune in there. Rob says, Headstrong is a free self-guided meditation app. Absolutely. Hey, thank you. Hey, if you have any more apps out there, guys, Headstrong, we got Calm. If you got any other apps out there that you use to help meditate, then guys, you know, drop it in here. We need it. Kate Crone, Miss Crone, good to see you, ma'am. She says, you look good, Philip. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm trying to get back in the days of a Chips Ahoy dancer so I can get back on the back paying bills with dollar bills. All right. And she says, you look good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well. So getting back to finding you, we were talking about your loved ones, right? It's very easy to lose touch with people that you love most because I do it all the time. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, friends. I'm a shitty friend. Now, I'm the guy, if you call me, I am there. But I'm horrible about communicating. I'm horrible about reaching out to people. I'm always here, but I do a really poor job of being always calling and checking in on people. But, and so I lose track with people. Because we often forget that there's a whole great big old world that's moving outside and of the one in the palm of our hands. And so what I'm going to tell you, use this year to get out there and reconnect people on a deeper level. You don't need to go out there and chase quantity relationships. You need to chase quality relationships. The right people in your life, they can help you connect with your innermost self and your truthful self by being honest with you. The last one, and I've kind of got this one from my wife because it is... I've seen the benefit, and that's journaling. I mean, this is my favorite, right? And the reason why is because it's my form of meditation. It's a way for me to safely say everything that I want to say that I can't, and I won't be judged for it because I'm saying it to myself. It's a lot of reason why people don't really pour out their emotional cup because they're afraid of how they're going to be perceived. They're afraid that there's going to be judgment. Look, my wife, she's a great best friend. She's a remarkable person. But if I told my wife every single thing that was in my head, she'd either be filing for divorce or having me put in a mental home. So journaling is kind of my way of pouring out my emotional cup. Try it every morning or try it me at night. Pour your heart out. You'll be surprised of what your mind is trying to tell you, but you're not giving it a voice. But to sum this segment up, guys, you know, you're here right now. You have the ability to grow from 2022's hardships because it's been hard for a lot of us. You have the option to close the book on your past life, your failures, your anxiety, your stress, your pain. And not just put the book away and burn it. Mm-mm. It's time to start new. Create a new story for yourself. In fact, it's time to start writing your own story. Let go of 2022 with a slow and deep brain dump. You don't have to bring anything from 22 into this year. You can decide to put all that behind you. Start fresh. Start the new year off strong. Sit down with a blank notebook. Reflect on how the year has affected you. Write about absolutely everything. Don't suppress a single thing. Your pain, your frustration, your unmet goals, your failures. Do it all. Put it all out there. And after that, after you got it all out on paper, tear them pages out. Fold them up real nice and neat. Turn them sideways and throw them right in the trash. Because 2022 is over. It's done with. You need to learn how to be in control of yourself, not let the world control you. Connect with your authentic self. Spend time with YOU. Learn about why you think the way you do, how you can truly understand yourself. Don't enter this year. Don't take another minute into this year with the same anxiety and frustrations that you carried last year. Enter this year with a new and healed mindset. One of my absolute favorite quotes is by Blaise Pascal, and he said that, quote, all humanity's problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Man, I couldn't agree with that more. Learn to spend time with yourself. Learn to be alone with your own thoughts. I know when I was going through a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of PTSD, that was the scariest thing that I could ever imagine, is spending time with myself, because my thoughts, my inner monologue, my inner dialogue, man, everything, it created anxiety because I got tired of these loud voices in my head telling me how big of a failure I am. But I'm going to tell you something. The more you spend time with yourself, the more you can say, shut the fuck up. I ain't trying to hear all that. You're going to get tired of hearing yourself beat you. You're going to get tired of hearing you beat yourself down. So once you're alone with your thoughts, you can start reasoning them, because a lot of the thoughts we have, they are absolutely 100% across the board false, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing rear, which is why we don't do anything, because we're afraid of failure. Spend time with yourself. Be alone with yourself. Get a better understanding of who you are. Good luck, man. I'm just saying, good luck to each and every one of you. It looks like, and yeah, it's 45 at the hour, so it looks like, hey, looks like that I'm time to take a quick news break, but I'm going to be back with you on the other side as I'm going to review 2022, and I'm going to offer some predictions for 2023 in my favorite segment, The Breakdown. Guys, stick around. We're going to take a quick two-minute news break, and we'll be right back with you on the other side.
Deadly construction site accident. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A scaffold collapse at a North Carolina high-rise construction site leaves three dead and two others injured.
Charlotte firefighter Captain Jackie Gilmore said his units responded to a tragic scene early Monday morning at the building site.
We had scaffolding that had collapsed, and we had workers that had fallen from the scaffolding.
The workers are said to have fallen about 70 feet. Three were pronounced dead at the scene. Two others were treated for what Captain Gilmore called minor injuries. All work at the site has been halted while Charlotte Police and the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, investigate.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Democratic leaders say their members will be in full attendance tomorrow when the 118th Congress convenes. That means Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will need 218 votes to become Speaker, with the GOP now the majority party in the chamber. Some Republicans say they will not vote for McCarthy. The only transgender inmate on death row in a U.S. prison is set to be executed tomorrow in Missouri.
Citing mental health issues, lawyers for death row inmate Amber McLaughlin are appealing to Missouri Governor Mike Parson for clemency ahead of McLaughlin's scheduled lethal injection Tuesday. The 49-year-old, whose death warrant was issued under the name Scott McLaughlin, raped, strangled, and stabbed to death 45-year-old Beverly Ginther in 2003. McLaughlin was also previously imprisoned and listed on the Missouri Sex Offender Registry for the 1992 sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Ukrainian officials say they responded to recent missile attacks that knocked out power and water service with rocket launches they say killed many Russian troops. Russian officials say at least 63 were killed in a facility housing military personnel in the eastern Donetsk region. America's listening to Fox News. Investigators
say, dear mainland, aloha. Now we know you guys love Friday. You even thank the creator for it, TGIF. But why leave out Thursday? Maybe you call Thursday Little Friday and be thankful for it too.
Happy Little Friday.
It's Monday, brother.
Happy teeny tiny Friday. One life, right? Mahalo.
Longboard Island Lager and Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the episode of the Philip D. Blackman Show. I'm your host, Philip Blackman, and welcome to episode number 311, 2023. Can be better than 2022. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, this segment called The Breakdown. Man, I am excited as I can be to be back on the air for this, the new year of 2023. So let's talk about in this segment, The Breakdown. Hang on a second. Tammy says journaling is a great way to relieve stress and the paper doesn't judge. Amen. She's talking about judging or talking about the journaling aspect that we was talking about. She says, I've broken up with 2022. 2023 is my boyfriend now. I don't mind you having a Sancho on the side as long as they can't do you better than me. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, picture this. If you can imagine 365 days full of sucking, then I guess you've got this past year. Not so much in my personal life, and hopefully not yours either, but politically. From the aspect of politically, this has been a shit year. I mean, we have a moron in the White House. We got a culture that's going to hell. We have a media that's actively working against any and everything that refuses to conform to their left-wing agenda. And at least on January 3rd, we have a new Congress, as you heard in the news report a while ago. We got a new Congress that's going to convene, and some of the horrible will end, but how much? I mean, so we make sure that we repeat a little bit of the garbage from 2022, 2023. Let's take a look back at some of the worst. So first, I think if we're going to, you know, we're going broke faster than anyone could have thought possible. You know, this current administration, they don't understand math, economics, or really even how to tie their shoes. I mean, seriously, Joe Biden, he'd either be barefooted or he'd be tripping constantly with his laces. But there's no amount of explanation that's going to make Joe Biden care that he's bringing about the collapse of our economy. It's not really that he's too stupid to understand, though he is plenty stupid. And it's that to that extent, I guess, that to which he does understand what is going on. I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Roadhouse, then there's a scene in there where there's a character. His name is Brad Wesley. Now, Brad Wesley, the bad guy, he doesn't give a damn about anything. He owns the town, and he's driving down the country road singing along with Shaboom, and he's swerving from side to side singing the song, right? He runs the star, Patrick Swayze, he runs his car off the road because he don't care. Well, I think in this analogy, Joe Biden is Brad Wesley, and we, the American people, we're the guy on the other car. I mean, honestly, why would Joe care? As long as the economic collapses don't occur in his watch, he's never going to be blamed for it by a compliant press, and it's very unlikely that he'll be alive when it does happen. So Joe Biden will never have to face the consequences of his failures. Now, while 2023 is not going to stop Joe from screwing up, it's at least going to bring us closer to the ending him from making things worse. 2024 is the hope. And then we have a media. They're not going to report honestly about Joe Biden or any Democrat for that matter. It's not going to get any better. They're on the team. I've never seen adults look at something so obviously one thing and then collectively either ignore it or insist that it's something completely different. After an election season of them screaming in the midterms of 22, threat to democracy, right? You would think that people actively working to undermine it in the name of politics might recognize an actual threat to democracy. They ain't going to get any better. They're not going to change, except that more and more people are going to see them for what they are. And they are seeing them, which means that fewer and fewer people are going to believe their bile or patronize their employers. More layoffs and more closures. It's not ideal, but it'd be better if they just did their damn jobs. But it's better than them continuing along the path they're on now. Besides, to hell with them. I've saved the culture rot for the last because it is, long-term, the most important and the most dangerous. There's no point in my life which I would have believed that if you told me a political party would openly side with pedophiles, that would be a reality, but yet here we are. We have and have no doubt. That's what you are engaged in when you're sexualizing children. Whether or not it gets physical, that is completely irrelevant. In 2022, the smell from the dump not only wafted all over every one of us, but it also came to life and it was given a royal treatment by the political left in the country. Honestly, I don't care what people do in private. I don't care. As long as whoever they do it with is of age and they are willing. But at some point over the past few years, what was going on in private, it became public. Not because normal people started prying into the bedrooms of other people, but because some people decided to make the world their bedroom. And they tried to force the world to watch and applaud. I mean, if some guy in a dress gyrated in front of me when I was a kid, chances are my parents would have put him on their ass real fast. Now that same guy is celebrated by politicians and the media and librarians, etc. I don't care if you want to wear a dress or you want to pretend to be a woman. It's the need a small percentage of those people have to rub the faces of kids in it, or at least their crotches, and that's sick. There is absolutely no circumstance in which sexualizing children is okay. And parents who bring their kids to these shows are just as sick as the men getting off on it. Can you imagine if my parents in 2024 treated me as they did when I was a young kid, if they busted one of these jokers in the mouth, it would be called a hate crime. Not being a good parent would be a hate crime. Why? Because they're marginalized. Bullshit. I mean, if you took a kid to a strip club, you would be arrested, and rightfully so. So what the hell is wrong with people who cheer these trans reading times? I mean, I know they say it's all about acceptance and not making trans people feel bad. Well, who gives a shit how they feel? I'm sorry, I don't. When it comes to kids, I do not give a damn. I'm not going to celebrate anybody's sexuality or their fetish. I don't care. You have to explain to God what you've done, not me. I don't. But no one's self-esteem or anything else is worth damaging a child, but somewhere along the lines, we've lost that. I mean, if you want to have a drag club where adults go and enjoy and toss cash and adulation your way, knock yourself out. But if you want your elementary school's public library filled with students to be that venue, then you need to go F yourself. that an entire wing of society defends and cheers this, it's not only a sign of the decline of American greatness, but if we don't squash it, it's going to be the end of it. And deservedly so. It's shocking enough how pandering Democrats collectively forget what a woman was in 2022, especially the feminist wing, right? Hashtag me too, anyone? But that they're now forgetting what a child brings to a whole new level. Body mutilation, chemical altering children on whims and delusions, permanently butchering. Yeah, 2022 brought a whole new level of evil that most people wouldn't have thought possible just a couple years ago. If it isn't destroyed, it's going to destroy us all. And honestly, we would deserve it as a country. So let's hope that 2023 is much better. So Becky Ballard, I asked my mother in the chat. She says, you're looking good, son. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you on here. Tammy says, well, at least he is talking about Biden. At least he's not Donald Trump. How has that worked out for people? Hey, Tammy, I agree. You know, at least there are no mean tweets. Becky Ballard says, and your mom is still the same. Your mom is still the same. Men are men, women are women, period. People just bow down to fit in. And, you know, I think that's kind of the upsetting part about it, is because we actually heard in testimony on Capitol Hill, we actually heard, I wish I had the clip queued up because it just hit me, but we actually heard a politician ask a lady, so you're telling me that a man can get pregnant? And the answer was yes. They are redefining everything. I've covered the whole series last year, the redefining language. They're redefining what it means to be a man and a woman. When you say that a man can have a child, you can have a child, but you can't birth a child. You can make a child, but you can't carry a child. So let's quit all this pretending. Tammy says, at the Christmas drag show at a library in Austin, had a drag queen with fake breasts sticking out of a box, told a child that they look thirsty. This is on video. Anywhere else, Tammy, that right there, I don't know if it would be considered grooming. I mean, I think you're right. It definitely fits in the criteria of grooming, but I also think that's borderline child abuse. When you're trying to get a child to do anything of any kind of sexual nature or anything inappropriate to an adult, that is hands down child abuse, sexual assault. But yet these parents, being woke, are doing everything. They're so brave. They're so brave. Horse shit. They're not brave. They're nasty. Becky Ballard says, God made woman, not in betweens. Absolutely. Adam and Eve. That was the option. Didn't ask. The Bible didn't say that God recognized that man needed a companion, that he needed a self-identifying companion. No, he recognized that man needed woman, and that was, he created men and women. But apparently, according to the leftist, God's just outdated. He needs to catch up. But you know what? That's 2023. You know, truly, I think 2023 is going to be a garbage year of sucking as well. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, I think that President Xi Jinping over in China, he's going to take Taiwan because, mostly I think, because I can't imagine him passing on the strategic synergy of failure that is Joe Biden. A woke, losing military, his own need to draw attention away from the myriad of failures of communism, and I expect Ukraine, another one, will bog down into the struggle, into the sluggish match, even if Russia's generated to combat power to retake the initiative in the spring. They're not going to overrun the whole country. Ukraine is safe because we're still funding them, but that's beside the point. Bottom line is the Ukrainians are trash. The elite is trash. President Zelensky gives a statement on our House floor, and then the Speaker of the House and the Vice President hold up the Ukrainian flag in an American Capitol building. You know, the only people, you know, the one thing about the Ukrainian elite, man, besides being trash, they're tough. And drunk, and they're never going to quit. So good for them. But look, you know, I'm going to say in 2023, we need to look for a breakup of the blank check coalition in Congress. I think Republicans are going to finally shut it down and quit just giving money hand over fist. But then again, now for some reason, they're going to be saying that, well, these Republicans, these politicians, if you don't support Ukraine, then you're a bad person. Well, here's the thing. Ukraine is not an ally. They are not part of NATO. They serve us zero strategic influence at all. There is no reason we need to be messing with Ukraine, but we're still doing it. And I'm hoping that the GOP will actually wake up and say, you know what, we're done. We're through stroking checks because we're sending billions of dollars to a country that serves us zero benefit. We're sending billions of dollars, but yet we have veterans living on the street. We have a veterans. We have the Department of Veterans Affairs who is down on the Rio Grande border right now, giving care to illegal migrants who are coming into this country. Yet we got veterans like we got veterans who struggle to get health care. But yet our government is putting VA resources to illegal immigrants. We don't Americans don't matter anymore to this Congress, to the left and the right, to the Republicans and the Democrat. It doesn't matter. And quite frankly, I think the American people are starting to get sick of it, and it's starting to bubble up on Capitol Hill. You can smell it. You can see it coming. Ukraine, they're still going to get their money, but there's going to be real pushback. They'll guilt them into it, of course, because it's all about votes at the end of the day. It's not how you feel. It's just not votes, because they know that the American voter is stupid. They know the American voter doesn't read about politics. They don't read about the issues. They just read about are they Republican or Democrat, and they vote for that. That is why we have the assholes in D.C. that we do, because of you. Because you people don't want to do your work. You want to just, Republicans only or Democrats only. You are the problem. If we want to fix something, it's changed at the voting booth. We have that ability. We just don't have the desire because people are lazy. There's going to be a terrible recession that's going to happen this year. Every economist is already saying it's going to happen. And of course, the regime media, they're going to label it as a recovery. It's not what you see. It's technically not a recession because, yeah, although it's two quarters in a row, it's not really. They're going to redefine it. Unemployment, I believe, is going to rise again. And all of this is going to be blamed on you pointing it out. If you bring it up, then you are a Trumper. You are a MAGA Republican. You are a bad person because you shouldn't be talking about any of this stuff. The border is not going to close. It's going to continue to remain open in 2023. Millions of illegal aliens and future Democrats are going to flood into our country. And again, the real problem be identified by you complaining about it. You're racist. In popular culture, I predict that you're going to recognize maybe two of the 10 best picture nominees and that you will not have seen any of them. I predict that Hollywood's going to depress summer blockbuster audiences with new Indiana Jones starring an elderly CGI in youth Harrison Ford Raiders of the Broken Hip. Cardi B, the Shantae behind the recent hit about erotic moistness, she's going to have another big hit of the year with an auto-tuned opus of around the sin of Onan, you know. In sports, let's just face it, I don't care. But let's talk about politicians and presidents, right? The Republican Party is going to reject the insanity of reelecting a 0-5 election loser, Rona McDaniel, as a GOP chair this January. We hope. But according to a recent poll, the GOP base, as we look at it, they have mixed feelings about her. The 3.5% who supported her, they're mixed with about 96.5% who don't even know who she is. Chances are you don't either. Now, if this was an Arizona Rona, you know, would she be a shoo-in? But hopefully the 168 members of the Republican National Committee are not going to lead the party to a ritual suicide. But hey, Kevin McCarthy's on deck to be the speaker, so why not? But here's some gossip. Community members are marked down as publicly supporting her, now privately saying they're going to abandon her on a secret ballot, while others are ditching her publicly. And the crazy thing is, the voters behind these politicians who say they are going to openly support her but then privately walk away, they're not following any of that because they're stupid. I mean, sorry, Mitch McConnell, he's not going anywhere either, and that's sad. An 80-year-old tortoise is going to continue to publicly decline and eventually have to be helped off the stage when it becomes undeniable to even his staunchest establishment buddies that his time has passed, and it has passed. So basically, Chuck Schumer is going to have a free hand to run the Senate however he wants. Kevin McCarthy, as it sounds right now, he's going to become the speaker in spite of the dumb insurgency that's dragged on for far too long. I expect old McCarthy to perform adequately, in large part because he knows that we in the base are absolutely furious. And it's going to take out, and they're going to take it on the party in 2024 if they botch just a single advantage that they barely managed to eke out in the midterms. The big question mark for me is GOP's investigations. Are they going to reveal massive corruption? Yes. But is anyone going to care? No. Sadly, most people think that morals and ethics and principles, they somehow magically exist. And I predict in 2023 that a lot of us are going to finally grasp the only important thing is raw power. The people who ignored the fake Cherokee, Elizabeth Warren, the hero of the Tet Offensive, and who spent decades rhapsodizing over the guy who drove a chick into a pond, right? They left her to drown. they're all going to whine this year about George Stantos. And I'm going to actually cover George Stantos in my Wednesday show. Because, man, you talk about lying 101, not even trying to hide it. This Republican is a dirtbag, but yet he's there. So will the, oh, well, I never. How could I ever hear that? That's not going to go. You know, if McCarthy listens to him and he squanders 20% of the menu of the minimal majority to please the ma principles hypocrites, then he's going to fail the test. On the presidency, Joe Biden, he's a desiccated old pervert, and he's stupid enough to run again in 24. And I wouldn't have the thought that I would, but people like the aforementioned Ronna McDaniel and Mitch McConnell, as well as Donald Trump, of all freaking people, they all botched the midterm. Grandpa Badfinger took that as a collective high five to what is objectively the worst presidency in at least a century. He's going to run again with cackling Kamala. I don't think there is, however, a non-zero chance that this senile old pervert is going to be caught wandering nude and interrogated through the Rose Garden, which Karine Jean-Pierre will describe him as setting a brave new example of the fight against the scourge of vitamin D deficiency that ultra-MAGA insurrections did so much to create. And it seems plausible. Maybe Gavin Newsom decides to take his shot and primary that crusty old bastard. Who knows? Gavin may run on the controversial platform making all things of America into California. And in California news, by the way, the rest of my conservative friends, they're going to move away. We're going to see Republicans not named Don or Ron. They're going to get in the race to a widespread hullabaloo. Mike Pompeo is going to jump in, and maybe the tiny splash that he makes is not going to attribute to his impressive weight loss. Glenn Youngkin, he may run too, and he may do better than many others. And I expect to see the ridiculous Larry Hogan and even more ridiculous Asia Hutchinson enter as well. I truly hope that Liz Cheney does too, because I enjoy seeing her humiliated oh so much, but that's going to conflict with her future career of taking the morning show panel slots that would have gone to Michael Steele or Amanda Carpenter. Yeah, I expect that the newly unemployed Adam Kinzinger, he's going to start a new podcast called Boys Do Cry, and it's going to reach literally dozens of listeners. I expect Ron DeSantis to continue to be America's best governor, and in the fall, he's going to jump into the 24 race, immediately topping the polls. Donald Trump, however, I don't think he's going to drop out before being defeated in New Hampshire or Iowa, assuming he is, unless he's indicted, which I expect. But indicted for what? At which point then I'm going to refer to you the fact that the only thing that matters is raw power, as described in Supra. If Trump tries to destroy Sanders, I'll expect that he's going to find that it's not 2016 anymore, and the Florida governor is not Jeb Bush, nor is the electorate willing to take a risk when it can bet on what many people see as a sure thing. Of course, it being Donald Trump. I have zero idea of how it's going to go, but I'm probably going to be more wrong about most of these predictions anyway, but I'm not going to compound it by trying to predict what Donald Trump or any other politician is going to do, because they're in a competition to be the most woke, the most aware, radical representative of themselves for the votes instead of worrying about the actual voters. But then again, they know most of their voters are partisan and too stupid to take time to investigate their candidates. Both sides are remarkably arrogant, and that really doesn't appear to be changing anytime soon. And that right there is the breakdown. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the point in our show, we've moved it a little bit, where we take a special moment to pause, to reflect, to honor, and to remember, we have brave men and women across the law enforcement spectrum who are out on the streets, even as I'm doing the show right now, who are protecting our city streets while they're actively being protested against. They're actively being hunted. They're actively being assaulted because they chose a ministry that is their calling, the police officer, to serve something bigger than themselves. Last year in 2022, we lost 228 members of the law enforcement community. 228 families, they're going through their very first year without their loved one at the dinner table because their hero answered the call from their city, their state, and their fellow citizens for someone to step into the role of the protector of the peace. These heroes did. And we must never forget their sacrifice away from their family, their friends, their personal lives, and their risk of losing their lives for a complete stranger. We're going to continue honoring our fallen men and women in the law enforcement community every show until people start highlighting their lives and sacrifice like they do for the misunderstood criminal. When we start glorifying our police the way we do our criminals, then I can stop doing end of watch. But until then, friends, this week we're going to continue taking a moment to honor Riverside County, California Sheriff's Deputy Isaiah Cordero in this opening segment, End of Watch.
The Philip D. Blackman Show proudly salutes Deputy Isaiah Cordero, 32, of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department in California, who was shot and killed on December 29, 2022, while making a traffic stop. Deputy Cordero served his department for 8 years and was assigned to the motor unit. Sheriff Chad Bianco said in a statement, "Nothing is more heartbreaking than losing a son in a senseless manner when they are living their life for others, serving their community. Deputy Cordero learned from his mother the value of serving and helping others. His goal from the day he was hired was to become a motor deputy. He was a jokester around the station, and all of our deputies considered him their little brother. Deputy Cordero is survived by his parents and brother. On behalf of the Philip D. Blackman Show and a grateful nation, thank you for your service, Deputy Cordero." Deputy Sheriff Isaiah Cordero, End of Watch, December 29th, 2022. Rest in peace, Deputy.
What are you doing?
Should we pick him up? He has Bud Light.
He has an axe.
But he has Bud Light.
And an axe.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. Hey, buddy. What's with the axe?
It's a bottle opener.
Hop in.
Refreshingly smooth Bud Light. Always worth it.
Look, here's Bud Light.
And a chainsaw.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helps people with disabilities, veterans and civilians alike, regain their independence and move forward in life. Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America is a leading steadfast advocate for quality health care, spinal cord research and education, veterans benefits, and civil rights for paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities, and offers support for caregivers. PVA's mission? To empower America's brave men and women to regain what they fought for, their freedom and independence. If you are a disabled veteran seeking support, or if you are a veteran or civilian and you wish to give support, call Paralyzed Veterans of America today, toll-free at 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. That's 1-800-424-8200 or online at pva.org.
Delays in Florida. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A computer system issue, which has since been resolved, according to the FAA, has led to massive domino effect delays as people try to make their way to airports in Florida as we wrap up the holidays.
The FAA confirms to Fox News that a computer system known as ERAM, En Route Automation Modernization, the system that regulates the flow of traffic into Florida, is at the center of all of this. The issue caused the radar link outage and forced a nationwide ground stop of all planes headed to and from Florida. Now, that ground stop has since been lifted, but there is a lot of traffic up in the sky. So the FAA has slowed the number of flights that enter into Florida airspace so airports can better manage the congestion.
Fox's Charles Watson. This says the Senate is pushing to pass an airline passenger bill of rights.
The numbers of cancellations and delays has risen by 63%. One out of every four flights in America in 2022, one out of every four was canceled or delayed.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, the measure would ensure airlines provide passengers with fair compensation, refunds, and other forms of recourse in the case of flight delays that are caused by an airline. Democrat Katie Hobbs has been sworn in as Arizona's governor.
Hobbs succeeding Republican Doug Ducey, who served two terms, making her the first Democrat to hold the position since Janet Napolitano, who took office in 2009. An inauguration ceremony is set for Thursday. Hobbs, Arizona's outgoing Secretary of State, narrowly defeating Republican Carrie Lake in November, a former TV anchor endorsed by former President Trump.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the Sheriff's Department in the Florida Keys, says over the last several days, at least 500 migrants have landed in what he calls a crisis. America is listening to Fox News. Fans of Jeremy Renner.
All right, kids, here we go. Let's get this one final thing. We are just about out of show. So, look, I want to leave you with a thought as we start this 2023. You know, we all have goals we want to reach in life. And you may have even made some New Year's resolutions, but the sad fact is that many of us are never going to achieve those goals. You know, in fact, about 8% of people ever realize their New Year's resolutions, which is why I tell you, don't create resolutions, make manageable goals and keep that shit in your face all the time. The reality is that when it comes to our goals, what really determines whether or not we reach them, it's us. It's our fault. It's not anybody else's. Quit subscribing to what everybody tells you in the world that, oh, if you fail, it's because you're white or it's because you're black. It's because you're gay. It's because whatever reason. If you don't get to where you want to be, it's because of YOU and no one else. We have a choice every single day. Every day is about choices. Do your best. Continue to push forward. This means that if your goal is to live a healthy lifestyle, you got a choice to make healthy decisions every day. And we have the option to choose nutritious meals, and we have a choice whether or not we make it, make the time to exercise. No matter what your goals are, no matter what they are, you have the choice whether or not you want to live up to your full potential or if you want to quit. It's up to you. This means taking a look at your environment and deciding what is conducive for your success and really what isn't. What pays you and what doesn't. We all deal with failures along the way, but it's what we do with these failures that matter most. You can either let your failures beat you and really allow yourself to fail, or you can learn from your failures. You can grow from them. You can adapt so that when you try again, you will do better. The key isn't just to be successful, but to continuously do better each and every day, regardless of your failures. You get to make the choice. How many days, how many months, how many years are you going to let pass by until you decide to start taking your goals seriously? I know what it's like to make excuses. I used to make excuses all the time for why my life was turning out the way that I didn't want it, because they're easy to make. And we tend to blame everyone else but ourselves. We blame our parents. We blame our siblings, our friends, our teachers, our random people that we meet on the street, the man. You know, the reality is that we are the ones in control, which means there is no one that we can blame except ourselves. Once you decide that you've had enough with what you're looking at and you've made the decision to stop making excuses and take control of your life, you can't go into it with the same mindset. You got to shed your beliefs and the conditioning that led you to the life you're trying to change. You have to let go of being let down. Let go of the frustration and the fear of being judged by people around you. You actually have to wipe the slate clean. You have to begin again so that you can do better. Quit tying yourself up to everybody else's expectations of what you are and what you are not. Only you make that choice. Only you make that decision. Only you can make that judgment of you. If you got goals that are big enough, failure is no longer an option. And when you fall off track, it's not that big of a deal because you can always look back at your reasons, your why. Why am I doing this? And you have that motivation. You have that thing to focus on to continue to push forward. When your why and your goals are big enough, you learn to pick yourself up because your purpose is strong. Whatever your reasons, don't let them stay small. Don't let them be mediocre because we are not mediocre people. We are meant for big things, so find your purpose and your why and reach your goals in 2023. Guys, that does it for my show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in the show this week. Not only to provide that middle ground analysis, but to remain consistent to an inconvenient truth. Any success or any failure is both your fault. Success has lots of fathers, but so does failure. And it's up to you to grab a hold of it. So until next time, friends, I am glad to be back January the 2nd, 2023. So until next time, friends, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, guys, thank you so much for your service and your patriotism to this country. Without our men and women in uniform, our veteran community, and great Americans like YOU, man, we'd be in a very different situation. We are the only ones who stand between freedom and chaos. So as always, as I wrap it up, nothing changes here. Don't let your dog tags dangle in the dirt. Stay on your feet and continue to fight against everything that's wrong. If you love your freedom, thank a veteran. If you love your peace, thank a police officer. See a first responder. High five and a handshake. Job well done to each and every one of you. Guys, thank you so much. Catch me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday again, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here. Raw Talk Online, IPM Nation, Pulse Talk Radio, About Face Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, everywhere, guys. Find me. We look forward to having you again. So until next time, friends, as long as the Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you again. My name is Philip Blackman, and I'm out of here.